Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-mm. All right, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy with you here. 20 minutes away from getting back into an NFL no huddle, as week 11 has come to an end. And we will get you a little bit more from Raheem Morris from yesterday, obviously react to some of the Monday Night Football game last night as well, all the big news in the National Football League. We'll get back into, because yesterday we didn't really get much time just with reacting to the Falcons loss to talk college football, so we'll spend a lot of time on that at 12:20. We've got some Kirby Smart audio looking ahead to Texas on Saturday night as well. So we'll get to all of that football, 45 minutes of it, to start the noon hour. But Mike Conte joins us at 11:40 on Tuesdays to talk all kinds of different stuff. Hawks, Atlanta United, college football. Mike, how are you?
How would you be if you were a Penn State fan and had a really strong interest in the Falcons doing well? How would you be? And seeing two teams from the state of Indiana... All you needed was to either get a first down or get a fourth down stop, and you could have won both the games, and instead you lose both in excruciating fashion. So I'm super.
Yeah, I root for a team that froze to death in a snowstorm on Saturday night and then also want the Falcons to win, so we're in a similar boat. At least our coach didn't get fired, I guess. But, yeah, all right, fair enough. Where do you want to
I'm good.
Where do you want to start with all that?
Guys. Well, why don't we start with the Falcons? Okay. I think you guys are doing a really good job breaking it down again today. And I was just on the phone with Arch. Arch and I were just talking. He usually checks in every week. And I told him, I feel like they're getting close. And I do feel that way. Like, I feel like they're getting close. They just played two good teams down to the wire. That's got to be a good sign, right? But close is only good in, like, horseshoes and hand grenades, right? Like, it's not going to help you.
We kind of started the show there, too. They're like, close is the NFL. Like, everybody's close.
That's a great point.
Every game's close, pretty much.
Yeah.
You just got to make some plays and some decisions and sway the outcome.
Yeah, and it's not good enough. And I think ultimately that's what I keep coming back to. You know, okay, yeah, they're making progress. Defensively, love what I've seen. Offensively, it seems like there's execution errors, hopefully fixable. I don't know, but it's still not good enough. And I know there's been... a huge debate on this radio station about, is it coaching? Is it your personnel? It's both, I think.
It is.
You know, when you're 3-6, it's not just personnel, it's not just coaching. I don't think we should be giving Penix a pass, but I don't think we should be declaring him to be a bust either.
Right.
You know, so I think both things, elements of both can be true. I cringe a little bit when and it's not anything you guys have said. I've seen this on social media a lot. Well, you know, he's still a rookie. You know, he's only played 11 games. He's still a rookie. Yeah, well, he's in his second full season in the NFL, and he played about 20 years in college. So at some point, that excuse has to go away. I'm not willing to give him that benefit of the doubt. But there are moments with him where I think, wow, okay, yeah, this guy could be special. He could be really, really good. And then there are other moments where I'm thinking, what the heck is this guy doing, and why is he doing it? And is he doing it because he's being coached that way, or is he doing it because that's just what he does? I don't know. All I know is this. You got three games coming up, Carolina, New Orleans, and the New York Jets. You got to be 3-0 in that stretch. Yep. You have to.
Yes. Yes, you do. I don't even know who they play after this weekend. So they, we just call those three out.
Yeah. Yes. You got to be 1-0, right? Not to sound like James Franklin. You got to be 1-0.
You can go 1-0 three times.
Yes. Yeah,
and
then that's fine.
Yes, and then you know, whatever. But I wanted to go back because, you know, I think we talked enough about Sunday. You know, I'm always ready to move on from that crap. I know we got to continue to talk about it. But I want to go back to your game Saturday. Because, I mean, Mike, when you want to talk about fight and grit of a football team, and then for them to come down and lose the way they lost. Mm-hmm. I hate the word proud of them or because I don't believe in moral victories at all. But did you see that? Because I know
absolutely.
I thought Indiana was going to just straight.
I thought they would boat race them. And I thought that loudmouth, arrogant coach of theirs was going to go in there and try to score 70 points if he could. And he probably would have tried to do that. So, yes. And in fact, if anything, it's a little even more depressing to think about. Oh, that talent was there all along.
Right.
Where has this been? Why couldn't they have done this against freaking UCLA and Northwestern? Yeah. James Franklin would still be the coach. He'd still be in the playoff hunt. You make one more play against Oregon, you'd be in the national championship hunt. Instead, it's just been excruciating. Every loss they've had that they've had, what are they now, 3-6, all six of their losses but one have been on the last play of the game.
Damn.
That kills you.
Yeah.
You know, but again, like we're talking about with the Falcons, you know, all right, yeah, they're close, but it doesn't matter. It's not going to change anything. I thought, you know, first of all, Indiana, give them a ton of credit. Their quarterback had a Heisman drive.
Yes.
All right. That guy who made that catch, look, that's Indiana winning the game, not Penn State losing it. Mm-hmm. So you have to give them a ton of credit. They'll probably be a better team in the playoff having gone through that experience.
Agree.
That quarterback has got to be going up the Heisman ladder big time. Because and remember, too, that last drive, Penn State sacked him on first down.
Yeah.
They have second and 20 with no timeouts and a minute left, and he still marched them down the field and scored. So really impressed with their quarterback, really impressed with that team. You know, just eye test wise, Ohio State, I think, is still miles better than them just based on, and Penn State saw them in back-to-back weeks. Eye test wise, I think it's Ohio State and everyone else right now. No disrespect to anyone in the SEC. I think it's Ohio State, mm-hmm. and then you've got a group with Georgia, Indiana, probably Alabama. I'm not ready to put Texas Tech in that group yet, but Ohio State right now stands alone. They should have it all in front of them as long as they stay healthy.
Yeah, the interesting thing is those guys will play at least once because they'll play in the Big Ten championship game likely.
Yeah.
And they both could be undefeated at the time, which is odd.
Yeah,
and then they might play again in the playoff.
But then you have that weirdness of, well, you know, we're both undefeated. We're both going to the playoff. So, and you know, again, with that loudmouth coach of theirs, they'll, you know, he – immediately after the game, he's making excuses because, oh, you know, we were shorthanded. For crying out loud. So I don't like the way that Cignetti managed the Notre Dame game last year, the playoff game. I thought they went in there way too timid, way too passive, you know, punting the ball when they're down by two scores with a couple minutes left. That conference championship game could be anticlimactic. In the same way that if Georgia Tech were to beat Georgia somehow – and then go to the ACC championship game, that conference championship game will be anticlimactic. Georgia Tech will be in the playoff, win or lose, if they beat Georgia. Assuming they get to the ACC championship game, which requires them to beat Boston College and Pitt. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're talking about do we go from 12 to 16 teams. Right now, we got to figure out what we're doing in these conference championship games. I even heard Rusty Manziel talk about it the other day. Does Georgia really want to go to Atlanta? Do they really want to go to Atlanta and play for the SEC championship? I mean, it still means something to win the SEC championship.
I know that their coach does.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most important thing is that Kirby does.
I think there's a lot of, there's arguments to be made.
It's sad that we're having that conversation now.
It does suck, but no, I know that guy up there.
Yeah. Yes. No, he wants to win everything.
Yes, he wants to win.
And that's what makes him great.
Yes, he wants to win everything. Mike, what's your assessment over the first 11 of these Hawks? Big win last night.
Big win last night. Big, big win. Going crazy. Yeah, good for him. Look, they have turned things around over the last 2 weeks. Disappointing start. Still can't figure out why they can't solve the Toronto Raptors. But other than that, you know, they've played pretty good ball. And over the last 2 weeks, I got to run the numbers here maybe during the break. Defensively, it feels like they're playing a lot better over the last couple weeks. They're getting more stops now. They're forcing more turnovers. They've been a little better on the glass. They're not getting the rebounding that I thought they would get from Porzingis. It feels like the rebounding is really coming from Johnson and to a lesser extent from Daniels. That's been a little bit of a surprise to me, and I don't know how sustainable that is. But the fact that – Stake and I were talking about this. The fact that you're treading water right now without your best player, if you can stay right around 500 and get one or two five-game winning streaks and otherwise play 500 ball, you're going to be just fine. You know, you'll be – in the top six, you'll avoid the play-in. I don't think anyone in the Eastern Conference right now other than Detroit really scares me. At the moment, it's still extremely early in the season. But after a disappointing start, where, again, you just couldn't solve the Toronto Raptors for some reason, after a disappointing start, I'm really pleased with where the Hawks are right now through 11 games. And I'm seeing signs that this is developing and getting better as they start to coalesce. And their depth has been much better than I expected it to be.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I think over the next month or so, you're going to get to learn a lot about, because obviously Trey's not playing, but other guys are missing games here and there as well. So that's good. Some of those bench guys will get a chance to play and get more experience than they otherwise would. I'm still, my clock reset on the gelling, because the gelling was Trey and mm-hmm. and the other guys, and that won't be able to happen until he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as that goes, timeline for those guys sort of figuring out, because they're figuring out how to play without him.
Yeah.
But then they've got to figure out how to play with him.
That's a good point. And you're probably 2.5 weeks away-ish from getting him back. I think after Thanksgiving's a realistic timetable. And you're right. Like, does that bring you to like almost a reset point where now you got to figure it out again? I don't know. But I would say that
your non-Trey lineups will benefit.
Oh, for sure.
From all these moments.
Well, and a guy like Keaton Wallace, who's been in the starting lineup, would theoretically go back to the bench.
Yeah.
That will be better for him. Mm-hmm. It gets him more favorable matchups.
Definitely.
So I call that a good problem to have. You know, wow, we figured out how to play without Trey. Now we got to bring Trey back. I think that's a good problem to have.
Mike, last week we asked you, it might have been 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the United mm-hmm. as far as looking for a new manager. Mm-hmm. They made the decision on Tata. What? Because we haven't talked to you since then, as far as on the air. What was it? What went into that? Was it just second time around? Familiarity with Arthur Blank and him?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And he was sought after by other teams,
okay.
So he had to choose Atlanta. There was a report that LAFC was in pretty deep discussions with him. So to me, first of all, I think that says a lot that he chose Atlanta over LAFC. LAFC could end up winning it all this year.
Right.
You know, they're a really good team. Atlanta United is not a really good team as it is right now. Can Tata fix it? Remains to be seen. I think a lot of the answers to the questions you just asked me, Randy, will probably come on Thursday when we get our first opportunity to meet with Tata. That has not happened yet. They kind of announced it last week, and then I think maybe he went home and he's coming back now later this week to do a press conference. So we'll get those answers there. But I think this will be a very different challenge for Tata than the one he had in 2017 when he had an expansion team.
Mm-hmm.
Canvas is blank.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
You can go out. I think there's this incorrect narrative that Tata was the roster builder of that team. That's not really true. I'm sure, though, he had input. Okay, now he comes into a situation where a team is already in place. Can he take these pieces and implement that wide-open attacking style that you know he loves to play and that we saw in 2017 and 18 and had so much fun watching? I don't know if he's got the personnel for that right now, and I don't know how much of this roster with where Atlanta United is right now with the budget rules and salary caps and all that, I don't know how much they can really remake this winter.
Yeah, right.
So I think it's going to be a very unique challenge for Tata Martino. But it's exciting. Right. It's fun. You know, I've talked to a lot of people over there. They say the vibes are really good over there right now. Everyone's really excited that Tata's back in the building. He's an excellent coach. He has won pretty much everywhere he's been. He even won with Mexico. It didn't last very long, but he had some success there. I think he won a Gold Cup, if I remember correctly. So, you know, you're bringing a proven winner in who has familiarity with the infrastructure. That should hopefully work out well for Atlanta United.
Yes. Should is key.
Yeah. Baby.
Should is key.
Should is the operative
word. There's been a couple shoulds, you know.
Yeah.
But, yes, we're with you.
And, look, honestly, that's one of the elements of this that makes me nervous.
Right.
You know? Oh, you brought in Almiron. That should have worked out. It did not.
Right.
You're bringing in Tata. That should work out. But what if it doesn't? Right. We'll just have to wait and see. But it's exciting, and you want to get the fans energized, and it's a way to do it.
No doubt. Mike, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Mike,
as always. Thank you. Mike Conti hangs out with us on Tuesdays at 11:40, and we cover all kinds of different stuff. And with the Atlanta United news, hopefully it's true. Hopefully the excitement turns into results like it did last time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.